No, sporočil bi bilo v tem primeru več. Načela demokracije je to zagotovo dokaz. Skratka, to je za nas slabo.
You have called before you 13 members of this parliament to face disciplinary action.
A los valores que compartimos todos los europeos.
When we became members in 1995, we were told that vodka will have a tight definition, just like rum, just like whiskey.
Io ho detto con ironia.
Oddaje EP Interaktivno podpira Evropski parlament. Projekt poteka pod vodstvom Radia Student. Aktualne debate.
Deklaracija evropskih socialistov o Balkanu. Zadnja dva dneva v marcu so se evropski in balkanski socialisti, natančneje voditelji socialističnih in socialdemokratskih strank iz Evropske unije in držav tako imenovanega Zahodnega Balkana, mudili na dvodnevni konferenci v Sarajevu. Rezultat srečanja je sila oprijemljiv. Socialisti so namreč sprejeli deklaracijo. Poimenovali so jo Deklaracija o naprednih družbah na Balkanu. Namen deklaracije naj bi bil po besedah podpisnikov vnesti nov zagon v približevanje regije Evropski uniji. Glavne točke deklaracije so: leto 2014 kot leto vstopa vseh ali vsaj večine držav Zahodnega Balkana v unijo. Promoviranje zelene gospodarske politike, a hkrati ne pozabiti na zaposlenost. Večja vloga sindikatov, družbeno pravičen multietničen Balkan in še bi lahko naštevali. Ravno to je največja hiba te deklaracije. Napisana je na način, da bi jo lahko brez pomislekov podpisali tudi konzervativci. No, razen dela o sindikatih. Skratka, splošno, všečno, ambiciozno. Seveda najbolj bode v oči letnica 2014. Zakaj takšen pretiran optimizem? Podpisniki omenjajo leto 2014 kot stoto obletnico začetka Prve svetovne vojne. Povod zanjo pa je bil atentat na avstro-ogrskega prestolonaslednika Franca Ferdinanda in to ravno v Sarajevu. Morda navezava na svetovno vojno glede na 90. leta ni najbolj primerna za regijo. O deklaraciji smo govorili z enim izmed njenih podpisnikov, bolgarskim poslancem iz skupine socialistov v Evropskem parlamentu, Kristjanom Vigeninom. Takole je predstavil konferenco in glavne točke deklaracije.
I must say that there was a very interesting conference and it finished by adopting this declaration and most importantly committing the parties from the Balkans as well the parties members of Party of European Socialists and the party itself with a new idea, new initiative, so-called Enlargement 2014. It's a vision which is aimed to energize, to bring, let's say, new impetus in the enlargement process, both in the Western Balkan countries, but also in the European Union. I must say that the declaration itself is concentrated on issues which will help those countries to align with the EU policies, to focus on issues that are also issues of the European Union member states. Most specifically, we have a special chapter on the Western Balkans for a fair and green growth, jobs and social justice. I think this is something that is somehow out of the attention maybe of most of the countries in the Western Balkans. We also committed ourselves, the European Union parties and the Western Balkan parties, to try to support the Western Balkan countries to pursue policies which emphasize on ensuring strong social dimension, strong employment policies, also to do more on environmental issues, for more energy efficiency and low carbon economies. Of course, promoting innovation, research, lifelong learning. Again, I underline issues that are important both in the EU and in the Western Balkan countries.
These are very general points. They could be adopted for any part of the world. How come you adopted such a general declaration without any very concrete suggestions?
Well, it might sound general, but this is a commitment that has to be followed now by the parties and respectively the countries of the region. They are not something new. These issues are part of the reform plans that we expect those countries to implement in order to prepare themselves for membership of the Union. And of course, we would like to focus on issues that are important for the left-wing parties, for the socialist family. That's why I mentioned education, social issues, employment, and so on, something that is actually very painful in many of the countries in the region. You have to understand that it is a declaration of a conference. It cannot be too specific, but on the basis of that declaration, we also created a special task force, which is called Enlargement 2014, which will have now to develop a specific program on one side on activities which are related to this idea of energizing the enlargement process, but also to concentrate on specific issues and policies that have to be discussed and decided together with representatives of the parties of the region. Again, I say these several issues that are mentioned, now they will be become topics of deeper discussions on political and expert level, and this will be our, help on our side to and our support to the parties and the countries of the region really to find their way to include these important issues in the political agenda in the countries. Because again, we face, I don't like to generalize, but we face in some of the countries political debate and political situation that is sometimes very far away from the real needs and expectations of the people, and also is far from the expectations of the European Union. If we want to have those countries members of the European Union as soon as possible, what is the wish of the countries, they have to deliver as well and have to make an effort to concentrate on these important issues. By the way, the group of the Socialists and Democrats in the European Parliament will organize in the autumn a special conference on the progress reports that will be prepared by the European Commission, and we'll discuss these progress reports with representatives of the Socialist and Social Democratic parties in the region. And we hope that through this we'll show the real power that we have as a family, socialist family in Europe and in the European Parliament, on one side by transmitting the important messages from countries in the region to the European Parliament, to the European institutions, and at the same time to involve in such a dialogue the countries on the ground, trying to help them identify the priorities, because you understand that not everything can be delivered in 1, in 2 years, but we would like to help them to identify where are the priorities and to start with the priorities.
Kot smo omenili, omenja deklaracija leto 2014 za vstop v Unijo kot glavno časovno smernico za ves Balkan. Zakaj tako optimistična napoved, ko je pa jasno, da ne obstajajo realne možnosti za vstop Bosne, Albanije, tudi Srbije, da Kosova sploh ne omenjamo, v Unijo do takrat? Evroposlanec iz vrst socialistov, Hane Svoboda, je dejal, da Unija ne sme ponoviti napake iz leta 2007, ko sta se najverjetneje prehitro učlanili Bolgarija in Romunija, tudi z državami Zahodnega Balkana. Kako to komentira Vigenin?
We have to be very careful, of course. We cannot give promises, as we do not give a promise by this, saying that all the countries will be members of the EU by 2014. What we would like to make sure is that by 2014, all the countries will be on the track of membership in the Union, that the process of integration will be irreversible. And by giving orientational date, we would like to make people more committed and more ready to deliver. Because otherwise, if it's really so open process without concrete benchmarks and also regarding dates, people feel that it's the perspective so far that it makes no sense to follow it. I feel this mood in the region, and it's really dangerous because it can bring us back to times of instability and insecurity, which we hoped are over forever. Regarding the preparedness of the different countries, everything is quite relative, of course. In some areas, it's true, Croatia was better prepared than Romania and Bulgaria. But it's a process, and it's not only economic and social aspect. There are many other aspects. The good thing is, however, that Croatia has a good chance to finalize the negotiations. And we are sure that very soon it will become the first country of the region to be a member of the European Union. We see good prospects also for Macedonia. If this year we see finally an agreement on the name, negotiations can start and Macedonia could move more quickly. And as regards the other countries, of course, it depends very much on them how quickly process will go on. You mentioned Bosnia and Herzegovina and Albania. Two countries which with certain delay but will be able to join the visa-free regime already this year, maybe not in July as it was foreseen, but a little later, but for sure this year. So these signals are important. They have to be used. And again, we have to take into account what could happen in the region if this European perspective does not become more clear than it is now. It's in the interest not only of the peoples in the region, but it's in the interest of the European Union. And I'm sure that if we compare Bulgaria and Romania, for example, before the membership and now, many things changed. And sometimes being part of the Union helps the reforms and makes things happen more quickly than if countries are kept outside in the waiting room and just giving instructions from the EU what should happen. So it's very relative again. And since we talk about relatively small countries for which wouldn't represent a big burden neither on the budget nor on the economic and employment markets of the European Union, I think it makes sense to accelerate this process.
Pa ne bo imela tako optimistična napoved, torej leto 2014, tudi kontra učinka v smislu, da bi se prebivalci balkanskih držav naveličali približevanja, tudi ker se jim ne nalije čistega vina.
You know, that's why we are very cautious on that. We don't give a promise that all the countries will be members by 2014. It's just an indicative date in order to make more committed both the countries in the Western Balkans, but also the European Union.
Glede na tip politike, ki je na Balkanu še vedno zelo priljubljena, omenimo le Milorada Dodika, predsednika Republike Srpske, je težko pričakovati delovanje politikov zgolj za dobro državljanov. Bo liberalizacija viznega režima za Bosno in Albanijo, ki naj bi se zgodila še letos, deradikalizirala določene politike na Balkanu?
You know, of course, it's democratic choice of the people. I mean, even if we like it or not, Miroslav Dodik is a leading figure in Republika Srpska, and obviously his way of doing politics is supported by many people there. You know, of course, Bosnia and Herzegovina is a difficult case. From the very beginning, there were difficulties. We hope, however, I mean, it's we still insist that the future, the European Union future, is something that can unite the people in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and that's why we have to stress on this issue. I know the difficulties. We see and we are very disappointed. It's not only Dodik, by the way. In general, we are very disappointed that constitutional reforms are postponed and postponed, that many other clear demands are not met in Bosnia and Herzegovina. But again, we have the feeling if there is more clear perspective for membership in the European Union, if it's clear also on our side what exactly should be done and by the Bosnian authorities in order to achieve this membership, maybe there will be more efforts on their side as well, and maybe the voters, the people of the country, will be more demanding to their politicians as well. Again, it's very easy to judge from outside. Sometimes the political life, political situation is more complex and more difficult than it looks from outside. But again, the efforts that the political elite of Bosnia and Herzegovina should make should not be postponed. They have to deliver for their own people.
Poleg Bosne je problematično še Kosovo, tudi v luči dejstva, da ga kot neodvisno državo ni priznalo še 5 članic Unije. Kako bo primer Kosova vplival na približevanje regije in še posebej Srbije Evropski uniji?
Well, it's true that Kosovo is also a very difficult case, but I'm sure that we can find the ground to bring closer also Kosovo to the European Union. Despite the fact that some member states do not recognize Kosovo, they do not prevent the cooperation and between EU and Kosovo, the assistance that EU is giving to Kosovo. We as Parliament have already requested that Commission starts a visa dialogue with Kosovo, because after Albania and Bosnia and Herzegovina also joined the visa-free regime, it will be only Kosovo that will have, not the same arrangements with the EU. So this dialogue should begin, and some time is needed. We should separate, by the way, the issue of Kosovo and the European membership or integration of Serbia. I think Serbia is on a good track. They do their best to meet our expectations, our requirements. Of course, it's a difficult process. It takes time. But again, we should distinguish. We cannot wait, and we should not encourage anybody who would think that way, that we should first solve this problem with Kosovo. We should wait somehow that the other 5 member states recognize Kosovo in order to continue. If we wait too much, we'll bring back the instability, as I said. I'm sure that mutual acceptable solution will be found, but again, it takes time. Meanwhile, we should not waste that time, and we should, as Union, do our best that also Kosovo is step by step taking this way. We have a lot of problems there, by the way, and it's understandable because it's a new state. They still have to build their institutions, to make them efficient, bring more, to bring more clarity and more clear perspective for the development of Kosovo, because the people there, let's say the uniting factor was the wish to achieve independence. Now having the Kosovo state, they have to clearly define the long-term goals of this state. So this also takes time. And by the way, there are also some disappointments, we can say. But it's a complex issue. It's a difficult region. If it was not so difficult, maybe all the countries would be now already members of the Union. But it's not so. Again, we have to keep our commitment to the region. And now, understandably, last year was quite difficult for the Union. We had the European elections, the problems with the entering into force of the Lisbon Treaty. The election of the Commission was postponed. But now we have everything in place. So now it's time to show again our willingness to turn this gray zone in Europe in near future to part of the European Union.
Kot smo dejali že na začetku oddaje, je deklaracija napisana na zelo mehek način. Kakšna torej sploh je razlika med odnosom socialistov in konzervativcev do Balkana?
Well, there is one big difference. The socialists have always been pro-integration and have always supported the membership of the countries in the European Union, and not just by words, but in deeds. On the other hand, we see in the European Parliament and in general on the level of European parties that conservative parties, despite the fact that they still talk about the enlargement of the necessity, they somehow do not want to invest much efforts in that direction. So the big difference, I would say, is that the socialists have this declaration and the conservatives have no such declaration. So. Of course, it's true that on European level, right-wing parties and left-wing parties have a lot in common. It's the nature of the European development. But on the other hand, regarding the enlargement process, the difference remains. And we remain together maybe with the Greens, to some extent with the Liberals, the pro-enlargement political forces. We cannot say that for the center-right and the right in Europe.
Na začetku smo dejali, da je namen deklaracije o naprednih družbah na Balkanu vnesti nov zagon v približevanje regije Evropski uniji. Lahko pa je namen tudi drugačen. Zgodbami o pravični Evropi in besedami o skrbi za regijo pridobiti nove volivce v tem delu Evrope. Dajo je pripravil Boris.
No, sporočil bi bilo v tem primeru več. Načela demokracije je to zagotovo dokaz. Skratka, to je za nas slabo.
You have called before you 13 members of this parliament to face disciplinary action.
A los valores que compartimos todos los europeos.
When we became members in 1995, we were told that vodka will have a tight definition, just like rum, just like whiskey.
Io ho detto con ironia.
Oddaje EP interaktivno podpira Evropski parlament. Projekt poteka pod vodstvom Radija Študent. Aktualne debate.